Welcome, everybody, for another episode of Strategy Game Stooges. I'm Nick, and joined by Daniel and Smitty. We're going to start this week's episode off with a little bit of new installment that we're going to have every week. We're going to have a news roundup, and here to take that away is Smitty.
Oh, yes. I'm going to show you how Games Workshop is going to rob you blind next. So up for today's little quick blurb on Games Workshop. So the fun for pre-orders today, actually today they just hit at noon, wherever you are in the globe. They're the new profile card pack. So Isengard, the Free People, and the Elves and Dwarves cards are now available. It'll be interesting to see how available these are. Like, so they stay available, right? So right now they're just pre-orders, but normally they sell out of the pre-orders. And right now all three are still available because they've been kind of scourging the Facebook groups to understand exactly what they're doing with these cards. And it sounds like they're going to try to make them a lot more available. And instead of selling out all the time and having the scalpers sell them for double on Facebook. So I would still definitely try to grab those before they do go out of stock because I don't trust it. Yeah. Especially with all that's going on right now. I would just go out there and grab them now since they're still out there. I just ordered ours, by the way, so we're all set.
Cool.
And then lastly, so before all this madness, on Warhammer Community back on March 12th, they came out with what's going to be a Best of White Dwarf. They also announced the new Hobbit book. Excuse me, not Hobbit book. The new Fellowship book that's coming out, along with a couple new models along and also made to order models. But obviously once the website went dark for a little while there, they haven't put those back on yet. And I've heard rumors on some of the pages that those things might potentially be pushed out now until September. So that's what I'm hoping happens, because I wouldn't like it to be pushed out any further, because there's really some of these that are super cool that I want to get, especially to go with the Rohan at War book.
Now there's I think some Rangers in there too, right? I thought
the new Rangers, really, the new models. There's new Ranger models that are hitting on Forge Worlds, I believe. But Forge Worlds hasn't even decided on a date to open yet. So it's
but when they do, watch out. Sucky.
Yeah, when they do, I am locked and loaded on some gift cards, that's for sure. So,
are they still running that gift card promotion or no?
No, it's over. It's as of the end of April.
Okay.
That ended. But I'm really excited for the pre-order, at least when it hits Games Workshop, because there will be probably the Gimli with the axe and the Uruk-hai head and and some other fun Ents. And I believe they're going to bring back some of the Metal Warg Rider, so... Pretty excited about that, even though I did just scalp some of those off of eBay, but never have enough Warg Riders.
Nope. You know, I don't know if I should bring this up, but this may be a bad idea. I remember you getting a little fired up over finding something out on the online website.
Oh my goodness, I know. I caused a ruck. I caused another revolutionary war between UK and the US on the Great British Hobbit League site. Yeah, so... So obviously it's not always like that. The British pound right now is down significantly against the US dollar. It's about their pound is still worth more than a dollar. The pound's worth about $1.23. But the currency conversion rates that they're using on the websites are rather skewed, where technically if we lived in the UK and we converted to US dollars, we'd probably be getting another 20-25% off. So I definitely, after all this quarantine madness is over, this virus has passed, I'm going to have to get myself a trip across the pond, get some tea and crumpets.
Go check out Warhammer World.
Crack. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
That's all I got for rumors and news.
All right. Well, we got a little bit of time now. Keep your ears peeled. You're our reporter on the streets, you know?
Hell yeah.
Well, today it looks like we're going to go into the Lord of the Rings, the army books, and we're on the Shire now, which should be the next army that we have in this book.
Yep. So the Scourging of the Shire book was one of the supplements that came out. This seems to happen with every single game version that Games Workshop has, right? Is that they pump out things so quick and then things change all the time. So it's very hard to find one set of, I guess, stats to go along with an army because it's like an ever-changing. I wish they kind of went to a living document. They just came out with a whole bunch of new Hobbit miniatures. So I'm going to go off of the Scourging of the Shire book, the army composition. There's obviously so let's just start off with like the Hobbits, what they actually do, right? So Hobbits obviously live pretty peaceful lives and, you know, they enjoy the simple things, good food, you know, breakfast, second breakfast, all that fun stuff, right? And they really try to stay out of war and dealing with people, you know. So but what's interesting is I haven't really read the books that much. I'm going through the audiobooks right now, don't worry. And I'm learning my stuff. But
hey, remember that time I read the book quicker than you could get through the audiobook and I only had like night.
That's pretty sad. Yeah. but in the movies, obviously Saruman gets killed, right? And it doesn't really
spoiler.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Whoops.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, you better
add bleep that out or something when you edit this one. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but anyway, so you don't get the sense that anything happens after everybody. They come back at the end, and everybody's happy, and the Shire looks lovely and everything. But really, that's not the case. They come back from destroying the ring, and Hobbiton is under fire, right? And so that's where the Shire composition becomes more important, where you get the army composition here of obviously our four lovely hobbits, Frodo, Sam, Merry, and Pippin, and they're all on little ponies, and that's where you get the captain models. You also have Farmer Maggot, one of my favorites. You get the Sackville Baggins, you get Bulger, Farmer Tolman, Rosie Cotton, the greatest redhead ever. you get Hobbit Sheriffs, you get your militia. You can also have Gandalf the Grey in this one. And then obviously you can have Dunedain if you have Gandalf the Grey in your army. Obviously you have Bilbo, and then you also have Bendoberus Took, who's on a full-sized horse because he's supposedly one of the largest hobbits there has ever been. So that is that's what we got for the army composition, and then the army bonus. So the army bonus is Fear, Fire, and Foes. Hobbit models with this list gain the woodland creature special rule. Right, Daniel. So I think that one's the one where you're not seen. Is that the one? Or can is
no, that,
the
that one
go on multiple different terrains?
Yeah, you don't have to take the penalty to go through the woods.
Yes, that's right. But you got to watch out in this list because there's quite a few ones that if you take certain people, you actually lose the army bonus. So that's what I kind of found out when I was reading through all this. But with that, I don't know. Do you guys have anything? We kind of want to go through this list a little bit different, not one by one, but kind of break it down into more of a conversation piece. So do you guys have any comments on what you guys thought of some of the list, interesting things on the list?
Well, obviously this is the one we talked about last week, that the ponies, the hobbits actually get the ponies on this.
Yeah.
Yes. That was right. Where they could not right have ponies on the other one. Yep.
The one thing that's kind of cool with Merry and Pippin, Merry can get the Battling Brandy Bucks, and Pippin can get the Tookish Hunters.
Ah, yes.
The Battling Brandy Bucks.
Yeah. There are one point.
You can upgrade the Hobbits.
Strength of 3. Yeah, they upgrade.
Yeah, cost 1 point.
Here it is.
Yeah. So strength of 3 instead of a strength of 2.
So instead of 4 points, it's 5.
1 point.
Yeah, it's right under the heroic actions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the Tookish Hunters. They get fight value of 3 plus to shoot.
What would you rather have in that situation? How much of a difference do you think? Tookish Hunters have
the Battling Banny Brooks is pretty good. Restraint 3.
Hobbit Archers. Because the Hobbit Archers are going to hit on normally, what, a 4? No, they normally hit on a 3 plus. So you just increase the fight to a 3.
The fight value goes up. Yeah.
So, I wonder if that... I think I'd rather have the strength that Meridoc has.
Yeah. Strength 3 from strength 2 is quite a difference.
Yeah, it's true. And I feel like you're always going to pretty much... Well, I mean, getting to a fight 3, you're a warrior at that point, right? Like a Warrior of Gondor, or a warrior, Rohan warrior's got the fight 3. So,
yeah.
How much of a difference... Do you have the wound chart? How much of a difference do you think it makes to go from strength 2 to strength 3 then?
I got a picture over here. I'll look it up quick.
Yeah, I actually don't have the rules one in front of me right now. Oh, I do actually. One I got
of,
everything.
One of 7 books in front of you right now.
Yeah.
You need to look to the left and up right, 3 inches. There you are.
What do you need?
What is the wound chart? So how much of a difference are you making?
So strength 2, you have to give pretty much 4s to on defense 1. It basically just goes up 1.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's that much of a difference between 2 and 3, to be honest.
The only time that fight actually comes into play, though, is if you tie.
Yeah. Well, because the fight doesn't fight doesn't even go with the wound chart. The wound chart's with the strength.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think in this situation, though, I think myself, I'd rather have the Battling Brandy Bucks. I think I'd rather have that strength 3 to give myself a little bit easier chance of actually putting it on a wound, because the fight value, I just feel like the fight value, because all it's doing is essentially bringing you up to the point where you're going to tie. I don't think you're necessarily going to beat anybody.
No, yeah, that's true. But I mean, if we're going with style points, Tukish Hunters definitely sounds cool.
that is true.
Paladin Token can get those too. You can take them with him. I just realized.
Can you take both?
No, you can take the Tukish Hunters.
Tukish Hunters. Yeah. Nice.
But Pippin is upgrading the Hobbit Archers.
Yes.
Yes. Pippin upgrades the Archers.
And Merry's upgrading
the other ones are regular warriors.
The Militia.
Correct. Which the Militia only have a fight of 2.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The Militia have a fight of 1.
Yep.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, they are cheaper by a point already, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going up 2? Or no?
No, you're going strength. Strength's going up to 3.
Yep.
And the Hobbit Archers have a short bow. I don't know. When we first started this, I thought the Archers were cool because I always liked Archers, especially with Battle for Middle Earth 2. Right. I liked being the elf.
Yeah,
the
Archers are good. Arrows,
but lately, Archers just don't seem to do much for me.
Every once in a while they do,
but they're not reliable, it seems like.
I think people put a handful of them just to kind of do a little bit.
And even if you're the good, you can't really, shoot into anything that's in combat. So
I think I've had killed more models with archers when it's one of you guys playing the evil army against me, killing your own guys, than my actual archers have.
I think so, yeah. I'm trying to find the short bow here, but it doesn't. I don't really.
What a lot of people actually do is put spears on them, so if they don't shoot, they at least can be in the fight.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Sam has Sting. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Sam has Sting now, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was passed to Sam by Frodo. And after the ordeals in Mordor, right?
Yep.
And the other interesting thing is Frodo can never charge an enemy model in a fight. And he'll also make no strikes because he's got that wound that'll be with him forever, right? Cool. And he's basically made this pact that he will never try to be in anything that's war-driven. Will never deal out death or judgment ever again. So... He's 60 points still. So you guys
basically
have any,
a banner.
Yeah, you guys have any? Yeah, I guess that would be the case. He'd be more of a banner than anything, but
because it says here he comes being raised with a banner, so that's basically what he is.
He's tough to kill because he's defense. Well, whilst wearing the Mythril Code of Monoliths, plus three to their defense. Yeah, his defense is already six, so he becomes a defense nine. I feel like we went over
this. No, it's already in the profile. It says it's already been included. So he's defense six. Okay.
That would make sense because I was like last time, and like I thought we brought it up to defense six. Now he's getting an additional three. It helps if you read all the
words. Makes sense because in his fellowship profile, he's defense three, and then he adds the three with the Mythril Code. It's weird that they wrote it differently than in the fellowship.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is a very expensive banner.
Yeah.
Even Sam. Yeah, it's just the problem is they're hobbits. They're not supposed to be super strong, but they're that's what it is.
I really think the two ones you want to take is Merry and Pippin.
Yeah.
They're the same. Now, point-wise, did you see they're the same as Sam, whereas in the fellowship list, they were less than Sam.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But they also, I think, compensated because they're better. They have that special rule, which is pretty big, I would imagine. That you can tweak.
And they have the horn?
Yeah.
Or no?
What's that?
Merry has the horn.
Merry has the horn of the Rittermark?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Pippin can reroll against monsters or heroes.
Yes. Yep. That's against all odds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he killed like, a troll chieftain at the end of that book.
Yeah. Who do you think fought the most? Like, that would have actually gotten their fighting good enough to be able to be, like, one of the better leaders of the Hobbit army. Yeah, I would say, too. I mean, Sam did fend off Shelob, right? But
In the book, they were the two like, leading the army in scoring to the fire. Shire,
yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't remember with the books now that it's been a while since I've actually read them. It's like in the movies, they picked Pippin. Yeah, Pippin. He pretty much sits up in the tower the whole time of the White City, you know? You don't see him doing much. Yeah. Where Merry are actually seeing him fighting.
Right, right.
And Farmer Maggot, why is he your boy?
Ooh, Farmer, I love him. He's 45 points.
Gets his dogs, too.
He's pretty cool, though.
He does. Let's see that. Okay, so dogs have movement of 8.
Inches, grip, fang, which, and wolf.
Which is double a hobbit's movement. But I don't think, I mean, he's a slower, like, normal hero. He's almost like I said, I keep kind of comparing these guys to like Gondor warriors, right? He's
kind of like a captain, I think.
Yeah, yeah, like a captain, right? Exactly. Where he's got, I mean, the defense obviously isn't quite there, but
yeah.
But he would be fun to play with. Oh, by the way, I actually have, I think, most of these models, and Gold Standard Studios is probably going to be commissioning my Scourging of the Shire whole army. Cool. Where I should have every single thing ready for us to play the Scourging the Shire scenario. So that'll be fun.
So, yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I was actually thinking of something else here, but I did hear you. You're going to send your stuff. They'll look really nice. Paladin Took has the same thing as Peregrine, the Tookish Hunters. So, you could, now granted, Paladin's not on a pony, but you could take Merry to upgrade the actual Hobbit Militia. And then for 25 points as opposed to 45 points, you could take Paladin Took because he can upgrade the archers then to the fight value of 3 with a 3 plus, with hitting on a 3 plus.
Yep.
And he does have Stand Fast because he is a hero.
What is heroic accuracy? Does he even have a?
He can declare it because he can give it to the archer since he's That's leading right. the Tookish That's Hunters.
Right. Yes. Huh. Interesting. Very interesting.
Oh yeah, Bilbo's in this too.
So a lot of the new characters are on Forge Worlds, which unfortunately you can't get to quite yet, but. Rosie, I really like that model. It's got like all the flowers on the bases.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. And also, I think Sam's dad, right? Oh, yeah. Yep. Gaffer. The Gaffer is one of the new ones, too.
And so. Rosie's dad, Farmer Cotton.
Yes. Yes. Farmer Cotton. You're right. Yep. So, wow. It's a whole family reunion right there.
The mayor.
Yep. The mayor.
Oh, the sheriff leader. That's right.
Loathe Sackville Beggins.
They have some cool names in here.
Yeah, they do.
How about Frodo from of the Nine Grace Fingers?
The Nine Amphat. Fingers, yep. Should be Smeagol of the 11 Fingers.
Yeah. 11. And he got a bonus. He picked one up.
Oh, speaking of the scene that Smeagol dies in, I was watching like this Mythbusters thing. It wasn't really Mythbusters, but they were saying that Smeagol, there's no way he could have sank in lava because it would be too dense.
Oh, yeah. So I could see that.
That's one thing Peter Jackson got wrong.
He also would have burned up right away.
That's true. Yep. Yeah, I know. He was really happy when he got to the bottom. He got the ring, and then he burned up.
I mean, look at Darth Vader, though. He made it through lava. He didn't sink.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
He also got out a lot of feelings towards Obi-Wan at that moment, too.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. The Hobbits one, I've never really played with the Hobbits much, so it's hard to, other than looking at them on paper, I feel like it's one of those ones that we just got to play with to see what they're like. Because on paper, right away, you look at them, they're cheap, but they're just weak, so I don't know. I've never played with something like that. I'd have to see what it's like.
Yeah, look, I'm just reading Rosie Cotton's profile right now. It looks like she helps Sam out pretty good, giving Sam an extra attack, an extra heroic combat without spending might. But Sam must declare heroic combat if she's in a fight.
Yeah.
Wow. Two lovers.
He's got to look good in front of her.
Yeah. That's good. I love that scene when they get back from the movie and he takes a swig of his beer and comes up and talks to her.
To get what you want
that's
in life.
That's why he's Samwise the Brave.
Yep. To get what you want in life, you got to be aggressive.
Exactly.
And I think that's about all I had for the Hobbits. Like I said, I just think we need to play them. Maybe after I play them, there might be a few things I see and notice. It's just one of those unknowns.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of the named heroes don't go together with some of the other ones, which is where you'll get the if the Force contains so and so, then it will automatically lose its army bonus, and additionally, it'll be impossible allies with every other army list, which is just kind of interesting because I think
Banderbros. Known as
let's take a quick look.
Yep. Bulroar.
Yeah, he's the one that kills the goblin. Oh, this is another cool one, right? So he's kind of like a legend, right? Because he swiftly knocks off the head of an orc leader, and it goes down a rabbit hole, and that's how the game of golf was invented, in case anybody wanted to know.
I always wondered that. Now I'll know what to aim for next time I'm playing golf.
Now every time I'm golfing, that's what I think about now.
Yeah, got to hit the orc's head down the rabbit hole.
Yep.
So, you know, he was the biggest hobbit ever, but then when Merry and Pippin came back, they were the biggest ones.
It's because of the water. Is it because of that? Is it the thing that they did in the forest?
Yeah, with the Ents. They drank the water and made them grow.
That's good. Okay, and then the other just quick thing, right, is the the legendary legions, right? So there's one legendary legion for the Hobbits called the Defenders of the Shire. That's in the Scourging of the Shire book, which it doesn't look too crazy.
It's probably about the same as the regular Shire army.
It's just the Hobbits need to be upgraded to Brandy Bucks if it has Merry. And also they must be upgraded to Tookish Hunters if you have Pippin. And it always must include Merry and Pippin. So you would just always have to upgrade those two.
Yeah.
And then it just, yeah, there's, so there's nothing else special. And they actually lose that army bonus then with being a legendary legion, but interesting.
They don't call it legendary.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, I'm excited to try them all.
The other thing, the archers can actually go in the Arnor list.
The Hobbit archers?
Yeah.
The Hobbit archers.
Arnor doesn't have archers. I don't think.
Well, I'm... Because the Kingdom of Arnor was part of the Shire, wasn't it? Because that's where they were when they're in the Barrow Downs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess that's probably why the Dunedain can be in the...
Yeah.
Obviously with Gandalf.
Yeah.
But how'd you like that? Gandalf leaving a Hobbit arm, leading a Hobbit army. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Gandalf with the cart.
The gray.
Gandalf the gray with the cart.
Yep.
With a horde of hobbits behind him.
I know. I got a 3D printed hobbit hole I gotta get painted up too for all this fun.
Yeah. My wife is still waiting to see that.
I know, she's actually excited for it. She's asking me about it. So I guess I gotta get some work done.
Yeah, she likes the hobbit. She likes the hobbit hole. She really wants to see Gandalf on his cart be able to come up the road past the hobbit hole. Bag end.
yep. You know, I did see you should. I saw that there's a 3D printed cobblestone base that you should have put him on.
Yeah, I could possibly take him off still. I'd have to look at that.
Yeah, or you could. Good. I guess you could texture it on there too. But
yeah, I could do that as well.
Yeah. Well, should we head over to the Rangers, or what do we want to? Well, I don't know. What do we?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Just under an hour.
Yeah, Daniel, you want to jump on over to the Rangers there?
All right. So the Rangers can have... yeah. All right, so they can have Arathorn, Aragorn, Strider, Halbrand, Dunedain, and Rangers of the North. Aragorn counts as a hero of valor if he's taken in it. Wait, isn't he a valor in the fellowship list?
I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll get back with you on that.
All right. Well, their army bonus. They're dangerous folk wandering the wilds. All models from this army list gain the woodland creature special rule, and the Rangers of the North and Dunedain may benefit from the standfast of Arathorn, Halbrand, or Aragorn. Additionally, the Rangers of the North and the Dunedain increase their attack value to 2 while they have the infantry keyword. That seems pretty good.
Aragorn is Hero of Valor. Hero of Valor.
Yes.
So that doesn't really change anything then?
No.
All right. So, yeah, it's Arathorn, Halbrand, Ranger of the North, and then the Dunedain.
And you, and do you have all these models?
I have the made-to-order Halbrand, not the armored one that's in the picture.
Yeah.
And I have 3 Ranger of the North.
Got it.
The Dunedain are basically just like the regular Rangers, so...
And I don't think there is an Arathorn model out, right?
Yeah, there is.
There is?
Yep. It comes with Halbrand, with the banner, without the banner, and then
Arathorn. Got it.
And that's what you just sent me the picture to Halbrand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be going up on Instagram here within the next few days, I'm sure. So just keep an eye out for that.
Nice. And you cannot take Arathorn and Aragorn. Well, you can, but they lose army bonus and stuff.
And obviously you can proxy things, but are Dunedain models different than the Ranger models?
Technically, yes. But you could use, like, the Ithilien Rangers for them.
Got it.
If you look it up on Games Workshop, I thought for a while it was the same. It would just link you to the Thillian Rangers.
They don't actually have any models of these on there right now.
Okay.
They have Dunedain of the North.
They have Ranger of the North. Yeah.
And Dunedain of the North.
Do they have Dunedain in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a Ballista pack with, it's $15 for three of them.
Oh.
How much is that over in England?
Rangers of the North. Huh. How much is that in England?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You're going to.
Poking the bear is what I'm doing.
Go ballistic here.
Trying to.
Let's see. We got 820 in pounds, right? So this will be. We'll do a little quick math here. So that's $10 USD. We're getting a $5 upcharge for it's the colony tax.
Yeah, we should write them a letter.
Yep, I'm gonna start throwing all my plastics in the plastic
Austin Harbor.
Yep.
If you want, you can come throw it in the Fox River here by me.
There you go.
And if you don't want to lose them, put something floatable on them, and you can just go down a few houses.
Make a statement, but I don't want to actually get rid of them.
You just want the effect, but not follow through.
Right. And you know what's also funny is, you know, Australia used to be a British colony as well, and it seems to be that our prices are in line with Australia's. So.
Yeah, they're trying to punish us still.
Yep, they are. That's all right. Like I said, I'm going to get a free trip out of it. I'm just going to buy up all the Warhammer out there. And if anybody needs anything, you let me know.
US-based people. If you're already over there, he's not going to help you out.
Yeah. If you're already over there, then.
But contact us. You know what's up. Yeah. I think he can work something. Somebody will work something out with you. So send us a message.
Yeah. Well, because the other crazy thing about that whole thing, right, is we can go to an independent gamer that's not Games Workshop and get, you know, about 15-20% off normally, like Miniature Market or, you know, your little local game store. Over there, they have independents that can get 15-20% off the UK price that's on Games Workshop. So that's like a 40% savings.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do over here is go to Lake Geneva Games if they don't have it in stock.
Right, exactly. If anybody's listening from the UK that wants to, you know, supply me for a little upcharge of what they're getting, you let me know.
Oh boy, this could be bad. Next thing you know, you're going to be on the street, like smuggling in illegal contraband.
Yep.
So, have you ever fought with any of the list, Daniel? For the Rangers or no?
I don't think I've yet.
How about
no? But this list kind of makes me want to try a Ranger army because it doesn't look too expensive.
All heroes.
Because you could get a lot of points pretty quick here.
All heroes.
That is kind of cool. He's got the banner of Arwen.
Yeah, that is cool. That's really
six
cool
inches instead of 3 inches. And the friendly models within 6 inches gain the fearless special rule, and he doesn't suffer any penalties for carrying it.
Huh.
So it's a pretty good banner.
I wonder if that banner is freehand or if they got the. I bet you that's a freehand one.
The one I have was already printed on there.
Was it? Did it look like this one or no?
Is Duncan one of the ones that would actually paint some of the models for the books? Do you know or no?
If what?
You know, if Duncan ever, was he also painting the models for some of the books, whether it be 40K or Lord of the Rings, you know?
Probably.
I don't know. I'm guessing he probably did. I don't, the nice thing, he has put a couple, because I follow Duncan on his new platform, right?
Yeah.
That's his Duncan Painting Academy. And he has some Lord of the Rings models up there that he's still doing painting schemes for, which is kind of fun to watch.
He's doing a lot more than just Lord of the Rings now.
Yeah. Yep. Legion. Or and then I should all
say
the,
more than
the
Game Workshop is what I mean to say.
Yep. Yep. He's doing Legion and all sorts of other funky ones. Like, especially like there's like these really old school army ones, like Revolutionary War and things like that. He's painted up some of those. Those look kind of fun too.
Yeah.
I can't do it though. I got to draw the line somewhere, you know.
He's a good painter.
Yeah, he really is.
He makes everything.
And his instructions aren't bad. If I could do, I just got to practice those edge highlights because that's what gets me every time. Like everything else is perfect. And then I try the edge highlights and then I just back to dry brushing.
What's his academy like?
It's pretty cool. It's only, I think, six. Here we go again with the pounds. It's like £6 a month, which is like, I don't know, $7 or something like that. But it's broken down.
You're going to need a cool down period after this episode if you keep getting blood pressure keeps going up.
I know. It's broken down in like sci-fi or fantasy models. And then he's got like bases versus models that he does. And then there's a couple of free ones on there that you can check out if you want. Obviously, the members only sections that got a heck of a lot more stuff. But yeah, there's some free stuff on there if you want to check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. Just see what he's got going on. I know I saw it because on Instagram I came across it the one day, but then I never went any further because it was probably while I was sitting at work waiting for a part to fix a car or something, so I didn't have time to look too much at it.
Right. Yeah, they're fun to. If you follow him on Instagram, you can kind of see what stuff he's got in the works. So you can, you know, if you want to see something, you can get it for a month and then cancel it.
I will say the one thing that has been nice with me, had a brain fart or something. I don't know why I didn't do this sooner, but now I've had a few things that I've been bookmarking because I'm obviously the one that's doing most stuff on Instagram. But then as I'm scrolling through, I've been finding some stuff that is kind of nice. Instagram's a really good platform, especially for the models in this hobby, because the pictures help out that you can find something that you like just to have something to look at. Because I know some people out there are creative enough that they don't need anything to look at, but I'm not quite that creative. I like to actually see stuff to get ideas. Even if I don't completely copy, it's just nice to see different techniques and different colors and different styles and everything. So it's really, really nice because you can scroll through quite a bit through there. And it's set up, obviously, to see all the pictures, but it's real nice because you can just quick bookmark them and come back later. So I really like it for the aspect of it seems to work really well with the modeling games workshop type hobby, you know?
Right, yeah. And I'm so excited for that Best of White Dwarf to come out, like with all the how-tos and everything. That's kind of how I did that Rohan Burning House that's up on YouTube. It was pretty straightforward, and somebody my skill level to make it look like that. I mean, I was over the hills happy about it.
It looks good. Wait, have I even seen it? Did you even bring it down the last time you were at my house? Did you even bring it with?
I don't remember. No, I haven't brought it down yet because we were doing Gondor stuff. So
I haven't even seen this thing in person.
Yeah.
Some partner you are.
My bad.
I'll let you off this time.
Okay, good. I want to do another one. So it was a slightly different burning Rohan house. So we'll see how that turns out.
Did you still want to try? Were you trying to get that balsa wood in there still or no?
Yeah, no, I actually, oh man.
This coming weekend, I could try and look at that.
I have the balsa wood. I'm not quite sure where I left it. I did get it from Hobby Lobby. Okay.
Well, anything? I don't know. See this
thing here? Another thing about the UK is they have the Mordium Tufts. They don't sell those in the US anymore. Only in the UK.
Yeah, it's because we're not cool enough.
I know. So when I go over there, I'm going to buy a big supply of those too because those are my favorite burnt looking Tufts. So
now, did they come with like one of the paint sets? You can get them that way, but that's the only way in the U.S.
Yeah, so, you know, I was talking to somebody on one of the sites, right, trying to understand, like, the picture on the box looks exactly like the Mordheim Tufts, and everything looked right, and then I actually got it delivered, and it was the other Tufts, the Midland Tufts, so... I mean, you can never have too many Tufts, I guess, because you can always the grass is never the same in one area. So it probably looks better to put it all. I'm trying to figure out how to flock the Hobbit hole and what Tufts to put on there to make it kind of look Highlandish. So I might try all sorts of things. So it's not too bad to have those. But I did actually I emailed Games Workshop about that, and I asked, right, like, why is the picture different than the product? And basically they do have fine print on their description site that of on almost every model that says cannot guarantee the specific, you know, pose or product is in the box. Yeah. What is pictured is in the box, which is funny. I mean, they used to do that all the time in the early 2000s with a lot of the Ballista poses. So yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know. Until we play that armor, it's another armor that we're just going to have to tinker around with and see.
The reason I like them is because they're part of the Great Company.
Yeah. Because that's one of the legendary legions, I think. Isn't it the Great Company that you want to run?
Because there's Elladin and Elrond here also.
Yeah. Which is Elrond's sons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that in the Gondor at War book?
Yep.
Nice.
It's the ones that actually went to the Paths of the Dead in the book.
That's right.
Well, I think if you got, I'm going to cut that off right there because I still want to save a little bit of time here. Because in addition to Smitty bringing us all the fun news and different business type stuff related things that he finds out, Daniel's going to try and bring us some community roundup type stuff, things that he's been hearing on different podcasts and any other community type news, whether it be tournaments or something going on, which isn't happening much now. So anyways, Daniel, I'll let you jump into your inaugural segment of community roundup. See what you have coming out of the pipeline.
So first of all, the Out of the Frying Pan podcast.
Thank you for the shout out, by the way, guys.
Yeah. They have a YouTube page, and the one guy on there, he's been making a Helm's Deep display out of a toy. And so I was watching his videos, and it's actually pretty cool.
Is that the toy like that you can see on eBay every now and then? If you
Yeah. There's like action figures behind it.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, so
I've always thought about using that one, but it's still like that toy is discontinued. So it's still a pretty penny to actually get that toy too.
Yeah. He basically took foam behind it where it was hollow. And then he built or took a lot of part off it, I think, and like put a big wall behind it. And it's pretty cool. It's on their YouTube if you want to check it out.
Yeah, I did see that they posted it. I just haven't gotten around to watching that video yet. So I'm going to have to check it out here sometime soon.
Don't have a few on there, but... Yeah. I got caught up on the Durin Show. It's another podcast.
How's that?
It's pretty good. Yeah, they've been kind of doing like different armies or models and stuff they talk about. And what did they just talk about? Oh, the Serpent Horde. Yeah, Harad.
That's a good army.
Yeah.
It's an evil army, actually, but...
Yeah, it's an evil army, but it's a good army.
It's a good evil army,
It's a cool army. It's a...
There you go.
It's a good army.
They're talking about that.
How about that?
I don't know, though. I feel like it's pretty hot in Harad, so is it cool, too?
Yeah. We're talking about Harad here, not far Harad, okay?
Oh, okay, you're right.
It's not quite that far.
it's close Harad, not far Harad.
Yeah. So you're talking about that, and then they're talking about different terrain and stuff. They had like a guest on there talking about the terrain.
So are they... What are they? Does it seem like stuff is actually going on right now, or seem like most of these other everything out in the community right now? It seems like everything's still pretty shut down, or stuff slowly starting to pick up.
Yeah, they're not doing too much. They're kind of all at home doing their own thing. They're from the United States as well.
The Durin Show is correct.
And finally, the Great British Hobbit League on YouTube. I haven't watched the whole thing because you're kind of long. But they did a Gandalf thing. And they had a model. I don't know which one it is. But anyway, it's the one in when he walks into Rohan in the movie. He's got the great cloak. So it's basically Gandalf the White with the great cloak. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Do they use green stuff? Is that how they...
No, I think it's a model. I don't know which model it is.
Interesting.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah. It's a GBHL podcast.
He has a cloak, but it's not a modified model.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to rewatch that one.
Yeah.
But I think I know what you're talking about though, because I think I've seen, I don't know if it was a conversion or if it was a model, but it looked pretty awesome.
I don't think it was a conversion, but I'm not for sure. It was pretty cool.
Well, there is that check in that did you find it or did I send it to you? There's that PDF file out there somewhere that literally has every single, well, I don't know if it's up to date with the stuff that's just been released, you know, say within the last year, but it's up to date with all the models they had or didn't have, even ones that never fully made it to the production line. Do you remember seeing that at all?
Yeah.
I think I ever got that.
And there's also a Wikipedia site that has them by like year and release too.
Oh yeah.
But I, like I said, I do not remember seeing that one ever. So I wonder how they did the cloak or if it is a model, but
that's,
yeah,
but it is interesting. Maybe it was one of those, maybe they got their hands on one that wasn't, released, you know, like one of like the axe guy that's in the Uruk-hai, scout command pack that was never actually released until just recently.
I wonder if it's one of those. Some people in the comments when I was watching it, they said they had the model too.
Oh, that's
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. But so Nick, like how you were saying with quarantine going on, right? Is anything getting done? So I follow Zorpazorp gaming community, which is, I guess I could say he's my buddy because we're Facebook pals. Andy sent me, I just got an order from him and he sent me a note and he gave me some extra product just for taking a little too long, but man, his stuff is absolutely spectacular. His YouTube channel is spectacular. His gaming community page is spectacular. Zorpazorp gaming community. Right now what they're working on is a community build. I think it's across multiple platforms. I think there's a New Zealand Hobbit League. And then I wonder if he's working. I don't know exactly who he's all working with. But they're doing a community build of a scale size Minas Tirith.
And yeah, I saw that.
He's got two videos out now. And you can actually go to his website and you can get free templates for cutting into the foam. It tells you which foam he uses and everything. And they're free templates. And it takes right now. He's got two out there. He's got building the battlement section walls of the outer wall, and then the towers that go with the battlement section. And he's also got a couple templates for Gondor buildings that are go with inside that he hasn't made any videos for yet. But the templates are out there if you want to try to put together some of the Gondor buildings.
It's going to be pretty crazy when that's done.
That's going to be epic. I mean, the video doesn't even look that hard to build the walls. And you know how many walls we have right now of the old style ones?
Yeah.
If I could, you know, get rid of those and get like the, I mean, I do like that they're not the right scale, right? But they are a little bit smaller and easier to store.
Yeah, because
the ladders go well with him. But
the Minas Tirith, the actual real scale of it is like standing taller than us, I believe, compared to the models.
Yes, right. The one that Games Workshop made is a horrible scale. It's so small.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just check out this video. What's that?
You still get the idea of what it is.
Right. But this is, I would say, three or four times the height of the Games Workshop walls.
So that's what your basement's going to be filled up. You're just going to make it a custom built-in, can never leave permanent fixture.
Yep, I guess so. Coming right out of the corner of the room.
There you go.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how far they go, because I feel like projects that big get taken up, but then they don't get as far as they could.
Yeah,
because right? it just becomes way too big. Like he's gone through, I guess there's this like walking video game that's like a VR video game where you can actually walk the streets of Minas Tirith.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And there's 7 different layers. And I it'll be interesting to see how they put together the whole hill and whatnot. So and the big bow kind of thing jettisoning out of the mountain. So look forward to that.
All right. Now you mentioned obviously we've talked about the Great British Hobbit League. You said there's an Australian Hobbit League. Now you were looking into if there's a U.S. Hobbit League.
Yeah, so if you go to the Great British Hobbit League's website, they have a whole bunch of other Hobbit Leagues that are within there. And there's a couple U.S.-based Hobbit Leagues. I think there's a Colorado one, a D.C. one, but there's no, like, true U.S. league. So that'd be interesting to start eventually, but
yeah, it's
a lot of work.
There's a lot of work to do that type of stuff. And I don't know.
Also, I don't really know how big the following is.
Correct.
Is in the U.S. yet with Middle-Earth Strategy Battle Game. So
I'm sure there's really
so happy that they brought
pockets of it. I just don't know if it's countrywide.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people probably do play, especially because Warhammer World in the U.S. is in Texas. I think they have quite a few boards there set up for it.
It's another one you're going to have to go visit.
Yeah, obviously, people do play it at our local Games Workshop, right, in Kenosha.
Yeah, they do. The Game Store, Dana, that you did the Legion tournament in, it'd be nice if they did that at some point.
Yeah, I don't know if they do or not.
No, I talked to them the one time, and they said no, because they have people that play, but generally they just go to the local Games Workshop store. But it'd be kind of nice if they actually hosted a tournament themselves at some point if there's enough interest drummed up.
Yeah, they don't sell any of that stuff. I know that.
No. So the other thing is, you wonder how much is that, because there's people out there that would do it, but they don't necessarily have a place to go for it. So once you actually start to kick some of this stuff up and get going at it, you may have people that you never even knew played it because they didn't even have a place to go.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing is, I don't know about the intellectual property of, your local game stores being able to sell the Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game. I'm not exactly sure if they're able to actually stock that or not.
Yeah. You would think if they could stock Warhammer, but who knows? Like you're saying, it could be different licensing where they can't stock the Lord of the Rings, but they can stock 40K and Sigmar.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, obviously things still have to cool down, because I don't think any of the Games Workshops yet have opened up in the U.S. Because of the pandemic. So nobody's really seemed to be playing.
As long as people still have the money.
Obviously,
for it.
We got a pretty good session in last weekend, though.
Yeah, so. We did. That was long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The women were real happy about that, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. They were thrilled.
It's been a while. They can deal with it for one time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It was fine. So, yeah. What's that?
The Gandalf model? He's holding his sword and pulling might be behind his cloak. So, but I'm trying to find what the name of it is. Huh. I don't know what he's under.
Could probably ask him.
Interesting.
the Facebook groups too. I'm sure you could find it in there. Someone would know right away as well.
Yeah, I could just watch the video. They'd probably say I probably missed it.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, wait, here it is, 27. Let's
see. So I think next time, right, we're probably going to talk about Numenor. Looks like.
Yep. Yeah, Numenor will probably be pretty quick. And then we're going to move right in.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, here we go. I found it. It's from Heroes of the West Pack. Gandalf the White Pelennor.
Heroes of the West.
Yep.
Interesting.
You know what? I think that might be part of the... of the made to order that's supposed to come up here, actually, now that I'm looking. No. That's the Helm's Deep pack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had that one when I bought one of those sets on eBay. Some of the models you guys have are from the Helm's Deep. Like, I think that Gimli we have is the Defenders of Helm's Deep one.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So then what comes with, let's see, Aragorn standing on the rock. Gimli, Théoden, Éowyn with her helmet off, Merry, and then the one farmer you have where he's drawing his sword out.
Yeah.
And then Legolas, Gandalf.
All right.
Yep, there it is.
Yep.
If you're wondering.
Oh, and does this one have, who's that, Sam? Or no, that's Merry or Pippin?
Yep.
Armor.
I got you. The other models that I really want to get to hold up sometime are Frodo and Sam and Mordor.
So, yes, those are cool. Yeah. Those are cool.
That'd be a fun one.
Yeah, so back to what you were saying is we're going to get the Numenor and we're going to get Minas Tirith. I think one of us.
Oh boy, how excited are you for that?
I don't want to let on, you know. A true professional does not let on his emotions, okay? He stays calm, cool, and collected here, okay? So I'm going to say even keel.
He's poker face.
Yeah, man. I'm going to poker face.
Gondor's going to take a long time. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, there is.
There is.
We're starting to get into the bigger army lists.
But I feel like there's a lot more stuff, but we know a lot more of some of these armies, so.
Yeah.
I think the flow might be a little better.
Correct.
But I like that format of just, you know, talking about it, not going through every profile, because I think that can get repetitive and a little boring. So hopefully all you guys think that as well. But, I mean, you know, if somebody comes up with a different one that they want, we might have to skip over Minas Tirith.
Whoa, hang on. I know you're trying to rob me. Just go over to England and buy your models, okay? Because in the U.S., you're not going to get them as cheap.
Well, we appreciate guys talking or listening to us for the last hour. So,
yeah, I told you we'd get an hour again.
Please feel free to look at our Instagram page, check out our YouTube. Not too much has been put on that yet, but I am working on a how to paint Nazgul tutorial, along with trying to get together some of our battle reports. That we went through last weekend. So it's a process in the making, but I hope to overpromise and underdeliver. Nope, said that the wrong way.
Yeah, that's
but you get it. Maybe that'll probably be the way it goes anyway. So
yep, just being honest.
Yep, just being honest.
I have some videos working. I'm working on to put on there.
Perfect.
Yes, and I know on my end I got we're going to have, I don't think, Dino, did you ever post it yet, the board game episode podcast?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if I have the audio for it yet.
Okay, so we're going to get that. I got it recorded, and I was actually working on a little tandem video that I got, believe it or not, I got my wife to agree to work on a little bit of that with me because she really likes the board game. So trying to expand our horizons here. Go out into new
just like genre. Sam and Rosie.
Yep, Sam and Rosie working together. So that's pretty close to being ready to go. So that'll be out. So yeah, if you can bear with us for a little bit, we're going to have some new content out here real soon. And as he said, thanks for listening. Follow us, like us, it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Podcast Anchor. What else you got, Daniel? Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
It's on
YouTube. Yeah we're Anchor, out there.
Castbox, Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate you listening with us. And until next time, remember, guys, if we can do it, so can you. Happy gaming.